White, 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 white. The blankness stirred and formed a vague shape. Definition came when it came. Time had no meaning here, and the blank consciousness at the center had no understanding of anything. Outside the empty blob of being, another shape coalesced, this one with swift purpose and colors.
Oh, Claire.
A being with dark hair and skin, wearing white clothing, sighed and seemed sad.
I'm so sorry. I can't seem to stop failing you. Claire?
The name sounded right and fitting for the cloud. As it thought about the label, it noticed its shape shifting to mimic the dark one. Fingers formed first, still made of white mist, but a shape nonetheless.
You don't remember anything yet.
The dark one shook his head and sighed again.
It'll come. I'm Rondi. You're Claire. Take your time. Ask me anything you want.
This being, who seemed to care about Claire, stood and waited with his hands in his pockets. Claire touched its own arm as it formed. White mist formed flesh. Fabric covered it. Everything felt cool and soft, but its cloud offered resistance. What am I?
A phasm.
What does that mean?
Rondi looked away.
It means you were a girl, a knight. But now you're dead. You're a ghost, Claire. The ghost of a 16-year-old girl who had a difficult life and unpleasant death.
Rondi used too many words Claire didn't understand. Their meanings teased on the edge of the cloud, inviting investigation. Reaching out, it brushed against a flash of dark colors and flinched. Rain tapped on an umbrella someone else held. Claire wore a navy dress, dark green shirt, and faded red leggings from the donation box. She still had her own sneakers and her heart-shaped locket with its strange swirl pattern. The social worker had asked her to leave her stuffed unicorn in the car. Everything else she cared about had burned in the fire last week. The smell of wet dirt and grass filled her senses. Three coffins waited for the priest to stop droning about things Claire didn't want to hear before they'd lower into the fresh graves beside her ancestors who'd lived in the area. Death dates on the other tombstones went back to the 1860s.